Okay, so the Gemara tells a few stories. So we're up to, we picked up fourth line on Amud Beis, Chavtasim Beis. So it says, Ahuda Achman le'edim l'chavre b'kilasei. So a guy who hid, he hid Edim in like in a bed, like a bed with like curtains around the bed, a canopy bed, you know? Amar le'edim manam b'yotcha, and he said to his friend, you'll manage a box. Amar le'edim, it's true, I agree. Amar iri v'shichvi le'evi l'chasadi, which means, do you want everybody who's awake or asleep to be Edom? Rashi says here, Kilsa Yiriya Prusa Sviya Samita. So that's like a curtain around the bed. They wrote to Atash, you call Hashomim Edom. Do you want anybody who hears about this will testify, whether they're awake or they're asleep? Because he recognized that the guy is never going to admit in front of Edom. Omar, believe so he figures the guy will assume everyone's asleep. So say, hey, do you want everybody, whether they're awake or asleep, to be witnesses? And now the guy might say, oh, yeah, sure, I don't care, because sleeping guy's not going to possibly testify, and everyone's asleep, so maybe a guy would say it. So that's what he did. That's the case. So he said that. Do you want everybody, both awake and asleep, to be Edom? Amar lei lo. No, I don't want that. No, no, go. Amar Rav Kahana, amar lei lo. So Rav Kahana said, well, he said no. Right? Apparently, if he would have said yes, I don't know, maybe then it would have worked. Sounds like it. Then it would have been like you're appointing Edom. Then you realize maybe they're awake, and if they are, you want them to be Edom. But here, since you said no, so it's clear that you were not, but you admit, yeah, but maybe you're just kidding around. Right? Right? Maybe that's why you didn't want to admit to that, because you realize if you're going to say that they'll be Edom, that's like saying Atam Edai. Right? Okay, fine. Then he might tell us another story. I mean, it's funny that they might have bring that down, but yeah, okay, so next story. Ahuda Achman Edom Mekivra L'chavrei. So he hid Edom in the grave for his friend. Amar Lehen Manu B'yotcha. Amar Lehen, it's true. Chaye Yemesi L'chasad. You want the living and the dead to be witnesses? I guess they're like in a basic faros, and he hid a guy inside a grave. People don't do this nowadays, you know? It's like an Ein Hara or something, right? I don't think you're going to get a guy to hide in a grave. Amar lei lo, I don't want it. Amar Shimon, amar lei lo, he said no. I mean, it's funny, it's telling these stories. They sound like, you know, Pasha, the same exact story. It's one that even one of them would seem to be in need. Now, certainly, you only two cases, right? Okay. So, Amar Ravina Visimar Papa Shmamina Meha.
It's a weird hangout.
Yeah, it's funny places. So, you hear from this, Hada Amar Ravina Marav, Sharach Shem Ratamedai. So, you see that you have to say Atamedai, right? You see, you need Marav, you have to say Atamedai. Where's your Marav? I mean, Shema Mina Meha, Marav, Tzor Shema Atamedai. Anderson. But you learn from these stories that we actually hold by Rabbi Marav's statement that you need to say Atamedai? No, that was Rabbi Marav's statement, his Chiddush, is that you have to say Atamedai. You can't deduce from what's going on, you know, that the guy's not kidding around. You know, that he's really just trying to get an escape the Edom. But rather, you need him to say Atamei, otherwise maybe he's joking. So you see from these stories, from Rav Kahana and Rav Shimon, that's how we actually hold. Okay? So that's why he's bringing the stories, I guess. Apparently, it wasn't clear. Could have argued that it's true. We say, the guy's joking. But once he carried it on a certain point and you keep the story going, like, you didn't say, no, I'm just kidding around. When you said, you know, maybe you'd say, look, if you're kidding around, then when a guy says, oh, do you want the people awake and asleep to be Edom, you should say, oh, I'm just kidding around. He didn't say that. He said, no, it sounds like he's trying to escape. So, no, you can't deduce that. Because that could all be part of the joke. So, you see, that's how we hold. Mm-hmm. Okay, now here's where it gets more interesting. It says, lo, this is Rav Papa, right? Ravina or Rav Papa. It says, lo shna ki amar lova. Lo shna ki amar malva v'shasik lova, right? In other words, whether halacha is like him, whether the lova says you guys will be my edom. In other words, if the lova says atam edai, they'll be my witnesses that I borrow the money, or the malva says you want these guys to be a witness. And he is quiet, and he admits, he agrees. That's also okay. How do we know? Because Taima, the Amar Lova Lo, because in these stories, the Malva is the one who said it. He said, hey, do you want everybody to be witnesses, the sleeping and the wake? And he said, no, I don't. Oh, but you see, it's only because he said no. Aval ishasek. But if this guy in the story was quiet, hachanami, it would have been good.
The lender. Oh,
Malva is the lender.
But in our story, though.
In our story, the Malva said it.
Yeah, but the Malva set these guys as.
Yes, Malva set the guys up in the bed and the whatever. And he asked the guy, hey, do you want the sleeping people and awake people to be them? And the guy says, no, I don't want that. And Rav Kahana says, oh, he said no. The implication is, let's say he didn't say no. Then it would have worked. But the Malva, the Lova didn't appoint them. The Malva's the one who did it. In fact, not only if he didn't say no, if he was just quiet, and he just said, okay, you know, he just quiet, went along with it, but it seemed also, it would have been fine. It would have counted. It's just because he said no. That's what Rav Kahana says. He said no. So the deduction is, he doesn't have to say yes. He doesn't have to appoint them. It's sufficient if the Malva appoints them and the Lova just kind of is quiet. Shasuk.
What's Loshim?
Loshim means there's no difference. Okay. The case of Yirmarav's statement is Tzarech Shiyamara Tamedai. That's what he actually says, Yirmarav. But you see from these stories that when Rav Yehuda Rav's halacha, he says you have to say atameidai, he's lav dafka that the lova has to say atameidai. But it's sufficient, it's equally good, if the malva says it and the lova goes as kushasik. Right? Because otherwise, the stories, they should have just sort of kahana said, he didn't say atameidai. Apparently, you may have a havamina that atameidai means that the borrower has to admit, has to explicitly appoint them. Say, you guys will be my edom. And anything short of that doesn't work. Right? And that's hard to pull off. It's not so easy to get the guy to say that. But what it's showing you is that you, the Malva, have a right to appoint them as edom and say, hey, these guys will be our edom. And then it's up to the Lova to object. And if the Lova doesn't object, well, then apparently it's fine. Then they are. Then he's accepting. He's Mekabel. It's like Shtika Goda. He's like Mekabel. He's Mekabel then to be the Edom. Right? So we've got here a Havamina Maskana. Right? We got here a Havamina Maskana to define. Havamina would be that the Lova has to say it. Maskana would be, it's sufficient for the Malva to say it and the Lova to be silent. Just recall, I mean, there was a machlokas previously we dealt with between the Rambam and the Yad Ramah on the one hand and Tosafot Rashi on the other hand. Okay? The Rambam and the Yad Ramah learned from this case even, I think it's one of the rayas, that this lav dafka, the formula of atem edai, could be anything, any way that it's clear, I guess, to the witnesses that the guy was serious and he wasn't kidding around, that would be sufficient to prove that it's real edai. Right? It's not dafka if you say you appoint them, but any way which it's clear that you meant it in seriousness is enough. And he says, I'll prove it. One of the proofs is because you see, it doesn't matter if the Lova says it or if the Malva says it. You see, either way. So the point is, they generalize in the Yad Ramah says that it's anything which is clear. Right? But the Tosafot Rosh says no, just the opposite. You need to have exactly the formula of Atam Edai. This Gemara shows you, what do you need this Gemara altogether? It's showing you that it's true you need Atam Edai, but it could be both ways. Right? It could go both directions. So the Atam Edai is what you need, but it could be Atam Edai in this direction. Or if the Malva says Atam Edai, but it's still the same formula that you're appointing them as Edom, but now you want to use something else. Where do you get that? Right? How do you get that you're allowed to just make up your own formula? There's a formula, Atam Edai. And this Gemara is teaching you, or Papa's teaching you, the formula could go on both. It doesn't matter who says it. But there's still a formula. But the Yad Ramah and the Rambam are saying, no. There is no formula. It's a lav dafka formula. Right? That was the machlokas we dealt previously, right? And I think we said that according to the Rambam and the Yad Ramah, the whole thing is he serious or is he not serious? Right? According to Yadama, that was it. Is he serious or is he not serious? That's all that matters. Right? And that's all you have to figure out. So the witnesses could judge. Was he serious or was he not serious? That's it. Who cares whether you say this or you don't say this? Right? Whereas those of Rosh learned that it's hard to discern whether a guy's serious or not serious. That's not so simple always. It's a difficult thing. So what the Chazal did is they codified Hoda'ah. That Hoda'ah has a formalism. Namely, Atameidai. Right? Namely, Atameidai. That's the formalism. The Rabbanan didn't leave it up to every aid to evaluate. But they said, since people do speak in jest about Hoda'ah, so there's a precise formula for how to do hodah, which is atamei, and therefore you can't just do your own thing, right? So with that in mind, we could, if you have a question that we can do, but with that in mind, I think we're going to have to think, understand this Havmina Maskana differently according to the two different positions, because it's not necessarily the same thing. Sure, that's Yisrael saying is good, is that when the Rambam can learn this is the very Havmina Maskana. The Havamina is an exact formula. So the formula is you say Atameidai. Kamash Malhan, no. You just have to be clear that he's not joking. So that's what the Gemara's teaching. What's the difference if he says it or if you say it? And he's quiet. Either way, it's clear. Right? So, I mean, it could be the Rambam's is going to say that is the very Havamina Maskana. Havamina says Atameidai. That's the exact formula. Kamash Malhan, it's Slav Gdavka. There is no formula. Could go either way. Well, I could go either way because it doesn't matter. The point is, as long as it's clear to the witnesses that he's serious, so they could, who cares who says it? It doesn't matter either way. It's sufficient to deduce. Right. I mean, you could say that's Gufa the Chiddush, and that's why they bring that as a Raya. So that's the Chiddush. But according to the Yad Ramah, who learns that there is a formula, so then it's not. Then you have to learn the Nahavimim with the Asfar for this. But Nahavimim, you know, the formula was specifically where you say it. And Maskana is that the formula also allows for him to say it. Right? It's like within the formula. Even the Maskana holds the formula. So I think that's where we have to define it, right? Within the Yad Ramah, we need a... Within the Toz Rosh, I'm sorry. We need a Svar. Possible to say, even within the Ramah and the Yad Ramah, to say that the Gemara knew that it's not a formula. But the question is it sufficient? Really, it just has to be clear. But is it sufficiently clear if you're quiet? Or is it only sufficiently clear if you say something? Right, that would be another way to go. Right. I'm saying it's possible to learn the Amra and Rama is this very Kaddish. But there is room to question that also. But in the Arama, I think definitely we're going to have to learn, you know, that's the Kaddish. So, I mean, on the surface, the Hami is good. Once you're saying there's a formalism, there's a formalism. So now you could also do the other way. I mean, why could you just do the other way? Now already it sounds like going against the Yad Ramah, right? And the formula doesn't have choices. It's like a little, it sounds like it's playing into the Ram and the Yad Ramah. That's their Raya. Once you start seeing choices, that seems to indicate that there is no formalism. So the Maskana becomes then more difficult according to Tosfos Rosh. Okay, so maybe like this. I don't know. Maybe I have two different ideas, but let's just start with this. See if you like this. Is that... What's the idea? Is it pshat that the Chazal actually said, because of the fact that Hoda'ah is complicated, people often are kidding, they actually set up like a concrete formal way to do it? Which is kind of the way we've been saying it all along. So if that's the case, then I'd say, what's the formal way to do it? So the formal way to do it is that the Lova, the guy who's being Moda, says, Atamei, and he's Moda. And the other guy is already a different form. I know if you say it or if he says it and I'm quiet, I mean, it's totally, they're different. So if the Chazal are setting up a formula to say that there's two choices, is undermines the idea of being a formula. The Chazal are codifying the normal way to do a real formal admission. So the idea is you're the guy doing the Hoda'ah. You say, I hereby, in front of you witnesses, admit that, you know, you say, Atameidai. Right? To do it the other way, that's the idea. You're not a formula. You can go with 10 different ways to do it. That's the point of making a formula, is that there's a codified, fixed way to do it. Right? But the Maskana is, no, it's not quite the formula. But rather, the point is that the Hoda'ah Bifnei Edom, the fact that it's Hoda'ah Bifnei Edom, must be explicit. Okay? In other words, it's not enough that it's defined as a hodah b'fnei edim by deduction. But you need an appointment of edim. Right? You need the edim to be explicitly involved in the hodah. It's not sufficient that he eyes them, or you know, that kind of a thing, that it's somehow clear in some implicit way through some deduction. But rather, you need the edim to be explicitly appointed to be edim. And without that, then you're just relying upon deductions. And the Chazal said that's not sufficient. For Hoda'ah, since Hoda'ah can be a joke, so how are you supposed to know whether it's a joke or not? Joke or not is a kind of a subtle judgment call. So they said that you don't have edim unless there's a mino of edim. But if there's a mino of edim, that's just chiddush, is that what's the difference if he's using the lovas meman of them, or if the malvas meman of them and he accepts? That's the way court cases work. Whatever one, there's two parties in an interchange, and certain things one party says, and the other party says, and as long as you both agree, they're quiet, that's all part of the discussion. So if the idea is you need it to be explicit, then once he's explicitly appointing them, and you're going along with it, so then you're going along with an explicit appointment of Adam. So that's a question, is it that the mamish are making a formalism, which is the way we learned previously, then you're right, there's only going to be one way to do it. Or is it not, they're not going that far. They're just saying it's not enough to be a deduction based upon your shikl adas, but it has to be explicit. And explicit, so he's saying is lav dafka, that I say it explicitly, you could say it explicitly. I guess he's saying is you don't say you're just joking because you don't joke when it's b'fnei edem. Now that's everyone agrees, is that when they're b'fnei edem, a guy doesn't joke. The question is, but what makes it b'fnei edem? So according to the first way, Chazal set up a concrete formula of make, because b'fnei edem has to be that he knew there's b'fnei edem. It can't just be that happened to be edem there. It's a hodah b'fnei edem. So Avmina says is there's a formula to make it. I hereby admit in front of, right? According to Maskana, no, what makes it b'fnei edim is the appointment, the explicit appointment of edim. But it's lav dafka formula, but rather it's just that it has to be explicitly hodah b'fnei edim. And once it's hodah b'fnei edim, then it's not a joke. See, the Rambam and the Yadarma learn also that it has to be hodah b'fnei edim, but they just say hodah b'fnei edim could be deduced by the witnesses. Right? But here, he's saying is the can't be deduced. But the machalik of the Havminos come here, is it pshat that they formalize how it comes about? Or is it pshat that they just said it has to be explicit? It's not, they didn't formalize it, but they demanded a level of knowledge, which is one of explicit, not based upon implicit deductions. That's what they are machayefin. And then there's a chiddush. You might have said, oh, it has to be explicit. He has to explicitly say it. But they're saying is no. An explicit, that's not called a deduction. If the Malva says, and he's quiet, that's not called just a deduction. That's the way the Nimalis works. So you know, that's part of the system. And that's explicit. That is explicit. That's not just reading body language or whatever it is. That's defined as explicit. That's the chiddush, is that's considered explicit. Either party is the two party. It's a two party in involvement activity, and if either of the party says it, that's called, and then it's explicit in the hodah. Because hodah is a two party action, so if anyone says it, that makes it explicit in the hodah. So I guess the next part of this Gemara is going to get to the other. In other words, until now we've been dealing with the guy might be kidding around, but there's a whole other angle which he could play, which is not that he might be kidding around, but that he might be saying, he might be admitting that people owe him money. That he owes people money in order to make himself look poor, or to make himself not look rich. So that's what the Gemara is going to go off on now. It's like, maybe if I say I owe him money, it's not because I really do, but not because I'm joking around, but because I don't want to make myself appear to be wealthy. And the difference to see, like when you say joking, when you say it, you know, it's called Shalol HaSpiyah Atzma. Not make yourself look full. satiated. Look at it, look like you're rich. So it's like the parameters of when you say which, when you say the other. It's like the sugya. It's a similar kind of sugya, but it's like the other. It's part of the challenge is what are these two different things and what's the relationship between them.